at the outset, it was agreed that the talks would be done in two phases. And part of phase one was the Irish border issue. The trade talks were not supposed to commence then until the phase one agreements were finished. In December, it was announced with a lot of fanfare that there was supposedly a bulletproof agreement in place that would secure no border on the island of Ireland in the event of there not being an overall agreement. However, what we actually saw was that there was agreement to move on to phase two, move on to the trade negotiations, even without agreement on the Irish border. That reduces the leverage that Ireland has.
Some Conservatives were playing down the importance of the border, indeed, some going as far as to question the need for the continuation of the Good Friday Agreement. Does that give them some comfort?
What it does, it gives the British government the opportunity to continue into trade negotiations without having to deal with the issue of the border on the island of Ireland, or indeed whether there will be a border between the island and Britain. They have been continuously fudging this issue. They've been living in dreamland and in mythland, trying to convince us all that somehow that Brexit can happen and there'd be no need for borders as a result. Something which all of us know isn't the case unless Britain changes tack and actually decides to stay in the customs union or something very close to it. So Britain are continuing that mirage. We all have to work to ensure that the final agreement ensures there's no border, but it's very unfortunate in my view that actually didn't happen and wasn't secured at the end of phase one.